Good morning. Welcome to Humanity Meets Business, Business Therapy with Christine Salvo. I'm super excited to introduce our guest today. Dr. Samreen Mongillo holds a doctorate in physical therapy and is a success and life coach. She is the founder of Coaching by Samreen, www.coachingbysamreen.com. She teaches people how to own their power, develop a strong mindset, reduce stress, remedy burnout, and make use of 7 tools that promote a healthier lifestyle and a greater life balance. Her true passion is about coaching people to believe in their self-worth, to connect to their highest potential, and to help them live their best life. As a physical therapist for over a decade, she has observed the strong correlation between the mind and the body. When her physical therapy patients focus on pain, they experience more pain. When they focus on healing, they experience more healing. Now she applies this knowledge with her life coaching clients as well. So, wow, what an interesting background. And I'm always so excited to kind of see people with these second careers. You know, you're a doctor in physical therapy, and then that leads you into being a health and wellness coach. I'd love to hear a little bit about your journey.
Oh, yes. So thank you for having me here. And, with my journey, I can say that it did take a few years to evolve into the success in life coaching business that I have now. I started as a physical therapist, and working with my patients is what helped me evolve into the coaching, because I noticed such a pattern with my physical therapy patients that really the ones that did the best, that had the best outcomes, were the ones that focused on positive self-talk and focused on their recovery versus really focusing on how bad off they are or focusing on their pain so much. There was just this striking correlation that I noticed, that the ones that did the best were the ones that thought the most positive. And it just intrigued me more into looking at more of the psychology of mind and body wellness. And it led me to create my success in life coaching business.
I'm curious about this mind-body connection. I mean, I completely believe in that myself, but it's really interesting when you have a tangible experience of that. So were you coaching your patients into thinking positively, or did you notice a difference between somebody that was a little bit more like naturally optimistic versus someone that was more pessimistic? Or can you kind of dig into that a tiny bit more?
Sure. Yeah, this is a really good question. So the kind of both, I would say, because certainly there were, what really jumped out at me were the patients that naturally were very optimistic, and then they had the best outcomes in their physical therapy rehabilitation. But I also had a number of patients over the years, and this is where I feel like I can really, put in my life coaching skills with my patients. But I've had a number of patients over the years that were not very positive to begin with. But then as I continued with their therapy sessions, I would really emphasize the importance of focusing on a positive outcome, focusing on what is going well, and the fact that they are recovering. Say that, it's a knee patient with knee pain or post knee surgery. And I really try to emphasize to them to not look at their, the setbacks, which inevitably happen in rehab. You can take 2 steps forward, 1 step back. It's not uncommon. But I just emphasize to them how important it is to look at the positive aspects of the therapy, the fact that they're much better this week than the week before, and that they are going to continue to recover if they do their exercises consistently and not focus so much on the pain. Because really, the mindset is huge.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you listening today and you have pain, what are some real quick tips and tricks that we can offer them?
Oh, there's a lot. So if we carry into this, carry some of the principles into our daily life in terms of pain, if you focus on creating a positive mindset, even if you're in chronic pain, things can get better. You really won't experience as much pain if you, you know, what you focus on is what you get. It's kind of like the law of attraction. It's how the universe works. So if you start the day out right, I'm a big believer in having a really good morning routine because it will set the tone for the day. So the morning is where your power is. I really want to emphasize that because that's really huge. If you wake up early enough to carve out some time for your self-care where you focus on gratitude, you know, even if you have like chronic pain, like say chronic back pain or something, focus on things that are going well. You know, three things that you're grateful for upon waking up in the morning, and then create a morning routine that works well for you. So I always like to incorporate some exercise, whether it's a walk or whatever works for you, yoga. I love mindfulness exercises. I do some meditation in the morning. Meditation, by the way, is a powerful, powerful way to desensitize the pain. It really is huge in relaxing the nervous system because when we have the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system with the fight or flight system. So when we're in chronic pain, our sympathetic nervous system is activated. And that's like, you know, you run from a bear and that's just how evolution has occurred. But our heart rate increases, our breathing increases, blood pressure. And that's just something that even if we're not in immediate danger, if we're in chronic pain or we focus on negative thinking so much, focus on what's not going right, that sympathetic nervous system is in high gear. And so meditation is another powerful way to then relax the nervous system, increase more of the parasympathetic nervous system, which is promoting the vagus nerve to be activated. And that helps to relax the body, the heart rate, breathing rate, blood pressure. There's so much research that shows the power of meditation to help relax the nervous system also.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that because, you know, I'm often telling my clients, the brain doesn't know the difference between real and perceived threat and will act accordingly, right? And so if I'm having an emotional reaction to something, my body has no choice but to react. And as you said, you know, if I'm scared or if I'm watching a scary movie, you know, my hormones change, my pupils dilate or they constrict, all these things happen. And all I'm doing is sitting on my couch, right? So, another fun experiment I like to have with people is I pretend I'm cutting a lemon, a real ripe, you know, super sour lemon, and no lemon. And, you know, I squeeze it in their mouth and, you know, watching their, you know, and even my saliva glands, you know, sort of overproducing and stuff. And it's just these little teasers of how powerful our imagination is and how our body reacts accordingly. You've said that.
Yes. Yes. And you just hit on another very powerful tool, visualization. Oh my gosh. It is something that, so, you know, if we're talking about someone in chronic pain, they can use this as a powerful means to help decrease their pain as well. It really, in any walk of life, it can be a powerful tool to help achieve one's goals. So for instance, like CEOs and athletes, they use visualization on a regular basis to achieve powerful outcomes because the brain, like you said, does not know. I mean, even with visualization, it does not know the difference between what's visualized and what's actually happening. So there's still neural pathways that are being built even when you visualize yourself achieving and achieving an outcome, you know, a goal that you've set. It's so powerful. So even if you, what I would suggest is for your audience to try this is do 3 minutes of visualization every single day. And that's not a lot of time, but the results that you will see are incredible because it works. There is a science behind it.
Now, when you say visualization, are you kind of suggesting, like, let's say I have knee pain or chronic back pain and I'm visualizing, am I visualizing myself healing? Am I visualizing myself mobile? Am I visualizing myself kind of at my best self, or what would you suggest that I'm looking
at? Yes, that's a good question. So when there's an art to visualization, and so what you want to focus on when you're visualizing is how you feel, how you want to feel. And so when you visualize, focus on the end goal of how you're going to be feeling, you know, when you are, say, for example, pain-free, or when you achieve, you know, you get the job that you want or the relationship that you want, how are you going to be feeling? And also visualize the sensations. So, you know, taste something. Maybe you're having a cup of coffee and you're finding that you're, you know, you're pain free. But involve your senses. What does that cup of coffee, you know, feel like when you pick it up? What's the temperature around you? You know, what are you wearing? What are the colors around you? The more sensations that you can evolve in your visualization, the more real it will feel. And it definitely get your emotions involved in there. So the more feeling you have, the more powerful the visualization practice will be.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I always think the show kind of takes on its own life, and it always, we always talk about what's necessary. You know, this was not our plan, but I'm like, wow, I'm really loving how this is unfolding, because this is something I think that gets kind of overlooked all the time, you know, and especially in kind of our pain pill culture, it's like, oh, you have pain, you know, there's nothing you can do about it, you know, and a lot of people, I think, feel very powerless in that way. So I think this is such an important topic to share, that there are tools and there are ways, and, you know, in that physical therapy practice and using these tools with your patients, did you notice a decline in their experience of pain?
Oh, yes. Yes. And this is where, you know, it's so exciting for me, because it works. Some patients that I've had over the years, some were pretty challenging, but I really, really had to kind of hammer it in, because, you know, I have a very gentle approach, but it's also a very direct approach, because I want my patients to get better. And I am like, you know, no fluff to it. If you want to get better, you have to think positive. There's no way around it. I mean, you know, it's a positive thought will lead to a positive outcome, and a negative thought will lead to a negative outcome. And it's something so simple that I think we take for granted, but it is probably one of the most powerful things that we can employ in our lives, is the art of thinking positive. And with my patients, I see it over and over again. And it's very satisfying, because, you know, it then flows into other areas of their life.
Positive thought leads to a positive outcome.
We take it for granted.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, something that I hear often is like, well, if I think positively and it doesn't work out, I'll be disappointed. And there's like this perceived experience of pain connected to this positive, right? Because our culture isn't necessarily a positive thinking culture. As you said, it's an art. It's actually something you have to actively participate and try to do.
Yeah,
because it's not naturally going to come to you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's not natural for a lot of people. I don't know if it's just evolution or what, but most of us tend to focus on the negative, and it definitely takes effort. And, you know, I've spent many, many years studying this, and I feel like I have a very effective system. It just really works. It's a habit. So you see, you have your neural pathways in the brain that develop with every thought. Every word that you use has an impact, and it affects the pathways in the brain. But the beauty is that even if you have a tendency to think negative, it can be changed by repetition, by awareness. That's like the number one thing. And by questioning the thoughts that you have. Most of us run on autopilot, so we don't really think about what we're thinking about. We don't realize that we have negative self-talk. But by first becoming aware, then we can start to uncover like what it is that we're thinking, but that doesn't stop there. We have to question. We have to be like, you know, if we're having a stressful experience and we can tell by how our body's feeling, because it is the nervous system that gets activated when we're stressed. But when we're feeling stressed, the number one thing we need to do once we're aware is question our thoughts. And I dive deeper with my clients. I look at questioning limiting beliefs. And I feel like that's really the main thing that'll help shift the negative thinking. And that requires a little bit of work, but it's not impossible. And it's pretty amazing the results you see when you start shifting limiting beliefs to empowering beliefs, because the beliefs affect your thoughts and your thoughts ultimately affect your reality. But going back to our thoughts, you know, if we question, if we're having a stressful experience, something external that's happening, we have to question that thought and think, you know, is that thought serving us? And is, you know, that thought the best thought that we can have? Because in any given moment, I truly believe that we can focus on the cup is half full or the cup is half empty. We can focus on, we can't do both. We can't focus on something negative and positive at the same time. And there's always something to be grateful for. There's always a silver lining, even in the most challenging situation, most stressful situation. And ultimately, remember that the stressors, the challenges, they pass. So I think a lot of people catastrophize and make the stress worse. Ultimately, it affects their health, you know, and it leads to burnout and all these chronic health conditions. So I'm just so passionate about helping people shift their mindset, because it can be done, even though it's not a natural tendency for most people.
Well, what I'm loving that you're saying, honestly, is that you're actually bringing some practicality to, you know, I hear people say all the time, I'm just a realist, you know, like I'm not negative. I'm just a realist. And it's like, oh, but is life really that bad all the time? You know, and like you're saying, we have to challenge those beliefs underneath it. So even if you're listening right now and you're like, oh, these girls are talking about positive thinking, yeah. You know, and like, yeah. You know, it must be nice to live in, you know, that way. But I'm a realist. And it's like, well, true. You know, we can't control our external environment. We can, though, you know, there's very few things we can control. And as you're saying, it's our thoughts. And with the help of others, we can actually see what's below those thoughts. Because just like you said, when we have a limiting belief, they're usually inherited. You know, there's this really fun story that someone told me, I can't even remember who it was now, but it's about this turkey, and it was about this family. And at Thanksgiving, they always cut the turkey in half and cook two turkeys, the same turkey, but in two pieces.
Yeah.
And it's been a tradition in their family for however many years, right? And so finally a kid, and it always takes a kid, right? Asks the grandmother, who's in her 80s or something, Grandma, why do we cut the turkey in half one? And she goes, honey, when I was young, the ovens were too small to fit it. So we had to. And she goes, I don't know why you guys do it now. And it's this big light bulb of, we're doing it the way we've always done it because we've never questioned why.
Yes. So you have to be like an investigator when it comes to shifting limiting beliefs to empowering beliefs. And, you know, you have a lot of the beliefs that we have, even as adults now, come from our childhood. You know, people who might have meant well, but, you know, like parents might have said something like, you can't lose weight or you're not good enough. And it just, we carry it through our adulthood. It comes from society, peers, friends, teachers, parents. And until we shift those limiting beliefs, real change doesn't happen, because again, your beliefs affect your thought process, your thinking. I want to say it's simple. It's not, it really is, but it does require someone becoming aware of their beliefs and then taking some work to just shift them, to rewrite them. Because once you see the truth, you don't go back to what's false.
Right. That's so true. And I can see that even with physical healing, right? Because sometimes, you know, there's this belief that, you know, if I'm having surgery, it has to take a long time to heal. I have to be in a lot of pain. But as you said, there's so much research now, even research stating that if you've meditated and focused on a positive outcome before surgery, your healing time decreases significantly. The surgery tends to go well, take half the time or less time. Like, there's so much into kind of this preparation into what you're about to do. So
absolutely.
I mean, having these conversations. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. But just to say, the mind and body are so, so powerfully connected, because every single word that you have, that you use, affects you down to your cellular level, like your physiology. And it's just powerful how much power we actually have to affect outcomes in our life by having a positive mindset.
So let's kind of transition a little bit from kind of the pain mind body connection to now, you know, your coaching profession and how this kind of, you know, it's a parallel journey, as you said. So I'm kind of curious. So if I'm not struggling with chronic pain, what are your kind of focuses with your coaching clients?
Okay. So it would be someone who is just not feeling satisfied. There's areas in their life where there's holes. So they might be really stressed. They might just feel unfulfilled. They might be on the verge of burnout. Burnout is a big focus of my coaching and what I help clients with, because they often are overachievers, or they've just not prioritized their self-care needs, and they help other people so much, or they do so much, but in the end, their health suffers. They feel like they're not getting enough sleep. They've gained weight. Their relationships are suffering. They're not feeling that passion, that fulfillment in life. So I created a 7-step system that walks people through. It's kind of like a shortcut. I mean, everyone has to go through their journey, but mm-hmm. I give people like a little roadmap that will really powerfully impact how, you know, it'll minimize their pain and struggle, because I think people can go the long route and learn life lessons and achieve, you know, what they need to in life. But there are shortcuts that can help minimize how much pain they have. They can achieve their goals quicker. And it all starts with mindset, but also involves things like creating a healthy lifestyle, because it's all about life balance, right? And focusing on joy, doing things that give them joy, surrounding yourself with positive people, having a positive support system. So there's a lot of components to the program that I've created, but the beauty of it is that it helps create greater life balance and decreases stress and burnout.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I know as a woman myself with children and a business and all the things that I do, I really like to practice good work-life balance, but I will say that there are just times where it's like, what the heck is that? So I'm just kind of curious if you could explain that a little bit, you know, for our listeners, just go in a little more detail on what is work-life balance. You know, sometimes we hear these terms, but no one really kind of takes the time to explain it.
Yeah. So in short, I would say it's prioritizing your self-care needs while continuing to pursue your goals. So if you don't put on your own oxygen mask, how are you going to be able to help others? It all comes down to filling your cup first. And that's what the program is all about. So if you take care of your own needs by creating a healthy lifestyle, so that's one component of a, you know, better life balance, and then have the positive self-talk along with other components such as meditation. I mean, there's so many mindfulness practices that I talk about. That's life balance. So, you know, if you look at like a pie and look at different components such as spiritual, career, relationships, community, social, you know, your health, if you might, you know, your audience might could even rate on a scale of 0 to 10 where they see each of the areas. And of course, it's not going to be a 10 all the time, but you want to get to like 80%. You want to be, you know, doing pretty good in most areas, and it's doable. That's life balance. And that's what I help, you know, my clients with, because I think a lot of people give up. They're like, oh, this is what life is all about, you know? And I see it all the time, and it breaks my heart, because we're meant to live with joy. But unfortunately, people don't have the knowledge. They don't have the tools to do that. And it doesn't have to be as hard as people make it out to be. People don't have to struggle as much as they are struggling.
Right. So you're just kind of shining a light on it. You know, just because, again, the way it was isn't the way it has to be.
And yeah. Science shows that it takes on average 66 days to create a new habit. So once you start the, you make the decision that you want to improve your life, you have to commit to it. And then you set realistic goals and start working towards those every single day on a consistent basis. You do the few things that'll move the needle, and the results you'll see are remarkable. You know, but it really comes down to your beliefs. Like, some people believe they don't deserve that. Some people believe they're not good enough. They can't achieve this or that, or, you know, or some people are on the opposite end of the spectrum. They set too high goals, and then they, you know, that affects confidence, and that affects self-worth, because then they're not achieving. So they're either overachievers or underachievers. But again, the point is, it's really, you can create your best life, but there is a system and there is a way to get there. And, you know, it's just, I feel like everyone who exists can live a life of joy, and we all deserve it.
What a beautiful thing to put out into the universe. I just love that. So just keeping that kind of in your high heart of, my belief is that everyone deserves this, and I'm here to deliver that message. So if our listeners want to know more, they want to find you, where could they find you?
I have a website. It's www.coachingbysamreen.com. And Samreen is spelled S-A-M-R-E-E-N. I also have Instagram and Facebook, and that's also coachingbysamreen.com, S-A-M-R-E-E-N. And yeah, just my social media. I can get more information and learn about my program.
Perfect. Well, it has been a really enriching conversation for me, and really shining a light on so many of these issues that are often just kind of overlooked. So thank you for sharing your knowledge and experience with me and this audience. And, you know, I just love that. I believe everyone in the world should have joy. I want to just kind of end on that high note there of like, yes, yes, I love it.
Oh.
So, listeners, the last minute of challenges for you, you know, maybe live today in joy. Maybe today just think of joy. Maybe today think that cup is half full and see what happens. If it's not natural to you, that's okay. But challenge yourself to try something new. Challenge yourself to see it from a different lens, recognizing that, as she said, a positive thought leads to a positive outcome. And that's what we're both, you know, definitely hoping for you. So thank you for listening. This has been Humanity Meets Business, Business Therapy with Christine Salvo, licensed marriage and family therapist, ABAP certified mediator, and master NLP and hypnosis practitioner. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.